Hello everyone, welcome again. This is Nick Bosk here for your Coaching 101 Minute, our weekly recap of our Coaching 101 classes. This week led by Lorna Poole and Scott Massarelli, we had students from all over the globe, from the US and Canada, as well as from India, from Romania, as well as Singapore, and someone from Australia. As with all of our Coaching 101 classes, we had a great discussion, but the highlight of this week's calls were around the topic of being right. And I think this is a really great conversation for all new coaches and even a good refresher for coaches that have been in the industry for a while. It's really about letting go of the agenda is what I think this whole conversation comes down to. You know, when we come into coaching, you know, the client is the one who determines the content, while the coach determines the process, is there to support the client. And unlike other fields such as consulting or training, coaches must assume that the client is the source of all the knowledge. They're required to answer the challenge of their own lives, the client needing to answer the challenge of their own lives. And the coach does not set the agenda, and we do not give unsolicited advice. So I think a lot of times when brand new coaches are coming to the industry, we feel we have to prove ourselves or we have to be right for the sake of being the coach, you know, of actually making a change or helping that client. And I want to invite everyone listening to this now to know that you need to release yourself from that. Release yourself from the feeling that you must be right or that you must have the answer. Now, as a coach, you're listening to help the client and to support them in coming up with their own solutions. And I know this sounds really easy in theory, but it's actually quite a difficult thing to master. You know, it is hard work listening attentively to another human and acknowledging their story. And it's much easier to tell your story, you know, to provide information and to share, solutions or anecdotes or give advice. But we're not here to do that. We're here just to help our client to understand themselves more. Now, to allow a client the space to set the agenda requires a very specific set of skills that are rather unique to the coaching industry. One of these being able to accept feedback. Now, I know we talk all the time about giving feedback to our clients, but we must also be open and willing to accept feedback from the client about how effectively you are coaching them. And rather than becoming defensive about it, you really need to look at it as a positive and to take it on as some great feedback to learn from. Each client I really look at as being a chance for myself to learn how to be a better coach. So this is a big part of the coaching relationship, the coaching contract that we have with our clients is to ask for feedback. You know, every single session, have a chance for some feedback, some open conversation, and welcome your client to share with you what's working, what isn't working. And it's once again not about you even. It's about the client being a satisfied client, if you will, a satisfied customer, if you will, customer service. Now, another skill or another thing to really think about and understand is that your own view of the world might be different than your client's view of the world. So there will be differences there. You know, and to do this, the coach needs to consistently be looking for the good in all of your clients and finding points of engagement. Another important skill is to understand and manage your own emotions so that the client can be free and truly own the coaching session without coming up against any negativity or judgments on your behalf. So it's really, you're coming kind of as an open vessel there to support that client purely. Now, one way for me as a coach, and I've been coaching now since 2007, so a number of years now, is that I always have my own coach, someone that's there to be a sounding board for me. So when I'm working with a client, I know that I'm not bringing my baggage or my agenda to the coaching situation. So let go of the agenda. Do not try to be right because the client is right. Here are some of the other questions that were talked about in Coaching 101 this week. What is the connection that ICA has with ICF? Are you credentialed or are you accredited? How do I determine a speciality as a coach? How do I determine a coaching niche? If I choose to be a certain type of coach, can I change my niche down the road, or is it something that I would need to go back to school for? Now, as always, we cover these questions and the question of being right versus letting go of the agenda. So if you want to learn more about what we talked about in our Coaching 101 Minute here, or anything else about the coaching industry or about coach training specifically here at International Coach Academy, please sign up for next week's Coaching 101 classes and join a class. Take advantage of this free resource offered by Coach Campus and International Coach Academy. This has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.